This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House impeachment inquiry is hearing testimony from Mark Sandy, a longtime career official with the Office of Management and Budget. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, Sandy is the first agency employee to be deposed in the inquiry after three other Trump appointees defied congressional subpoenas.
Lawmakers are interviewing Mark Sandy. He's the first official from the Office of Management and Budget to defy President Trump's instructions not to testify. Like other witnesses in the investigation, Sandy was expected to receive a congressional subpoena to appear. Investigators want to hear more about the administration's decision to withhold military aid from Ukraine. The holdup came as Trump was asking Ukraine's new president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, who served on the board of a Ukrainian gas company, as well as a debunked theory about Ukrainian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Fires burned on the doorstep of a Hong Kong university in the early hours Sunday as protesters hurled gasoline bombs and police fired volleys of tear gas. Earlier, soldiers from the Chinese People's Liberation Army made a surprising appearance. Francesca Lina has more.
Anti-China students and activists have barricaded at least five campuses in the last week, stockpiling petrol bombs, catapults, bows and arrows, and other weapons. China denies interfering in Hong Kong's affairs and has blamed Western countries for stirring up trouble. China has also warned that any attempt at independence for Hong Kong will be crushed. In August, Beijing moved thousands of troops across the border. Up to 12,000 are now believed to be based across Hong Kong.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Drivers and protesters blocked traffic in Tehran Saturday after President Hassan Rouhani's government imposed gasoline rationing and price hikes of at least 50%. We get more from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Dozens of protesters in the capital of Iran's Azerbaijan province, Tabriz, clashed with government security forces Saturday, pelting them with stones on a major highway through the city. Amateur video showed traffic stopped as police charged protesters in an attempt to chase them off the roadway. Protesters also blocked traffic using cars and buses in the capital, Tehran, amid an unseasonal snowstorm. Protests were reported Saturday in dozens of Iranian towns and cities for the second straight day following a government decision to raise fuel prices. A number of people reportedly were killed or wounded, but reports were conflicting over the exact casualty count. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Protests also marked the one-year anniversary of the Yellow Vest demonstrations in France on Saturday. Lisa Bryant has more from the French capital.
Hundreds of protesters have taken control of part of a major bridge in central Baghdad, leading to the Green Zone, building barriers and shelters on it. Security forces are still deployed on part of the bridge in order to block the demonstrators. It is now the second bridge under their control. Protesters have taken to the streets in the tens of thousands, outraged by widespread corruption, lack of job opportunities, and poor basic services despite the country's oil wealth. At least 320 people have been killed and thousands have been wounded since the unrest began on October 1st. I'm Sarah Bassett.
That's AP's Sarah Bassett reporting about protests in Baghdad, Iraq. Now, here's Lisa Bryant's report about the Yellow Vest demonstrations in Paris.
Demonstrators smashed store windows and bus stops in Paris, setting bonfires in some streets. Police and firemen responded with tear gas and water hoses. At least one of the demonstrations was canceled because of the violence. Paris has been mostly calm in recent weeks, but not Saturday. Some yellow vests and young thugs known as Black Blocs were back on the streets as the protest movement for greater economic justice marks its first year. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The mayor of Venice estimated Saturday the damages from recent flooding in the city would reach at least $1.1 billion. Luigi Brugnaro asked Venetians to begin to assess damage to their property and belongings. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.